Hare Krishna. Choose words that make the heart soar, not sore. Soar means to rise up into the high into the sky, like the birds soar into the sky. And sore means to make, to aggravate, like a wound becomes sore, it worsens. Now, the heart is a very sensitive organ. It is actually not, we are not referring to the biological heart, we are referring to the seat of emotions, the emotional heart. And among the various things that can affect the heart very strongly, very forcefully, one of the strongest is words. The words that we speak go right through the ears into the heart and can shake the heart, can shatter the heart. Indeed, words can do more damage than sticks. Now, sticks can damage bones, but words can damage the morale of a person. Words can devastate a person. And in this world, as it is, there is so much discouragement. Now, this world is a place of misery, place of anxiety. And whatever we try to do, there are so many discouragements that come from various sources. And we should encourage each other, not discourage each other by our speech. So, anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chayat swadhyaya abhyasanam chaiva vanmayam tapa uchyate. Krishna says that we should practice austerity of speech. And austerity of speech means that we speak in a way that is non-agitating to others. Anudvega karam vakyam anudvega, that which does not agitate the mind. So, especially when we speak harshly, when we speak insensitively, when we speak in a hurting way, then that makes the heart sore. We need a circle of love, of friendship, affection, encouragement within which we can rise upwards in our spiritual life, in our life. This applies both to our spiritual life and our material life. In our material life also, when we want to pursue our profession and we want to achieve success in that, we need encouragement. In our devotional life also, when we want to live according to standards, we need encouragement. And we cannot get that encouragement if we constantly keep hearing words that make our heart sore. So now, we need association that will speak words that are encouraging, that will cause our heart to rise. No doubt, there are times when we will go wrong and we need to be corrected. So at such times, some harsh words have to be spoken. But we see that when Krishna speaks those words, for example, Krishna sometimes uses strong words to correct Arjuna's mistaken notions. But that is only initial. And that initial when Krishna says, say for example, Ashochyanam Ashochastvam Pragyavadamshya Bhashase, that Ashochyanam Ashochastvam, that actually don't, you're lamenting for that which is not worthy of lamentation, and therefore you are speaking learned words, but you are not learned, Krishna says. This is a mild chastisement actually. When Krishna chastises mildly like this, his purpose is actually to elevate Arjuna. And then he, as the Gita's dialogue moves forward, he speaks so many words of affection, ishta, priya. There are so many times words like that come in the Bhagavad Gita. And towards the end, Krishna wholeheartedly expresses affection when he says, there is that ishtosime dudamidito vakshamite hitam. Ishtosime dudamidito, you are very, very dear to me. Dudam, I am determined to love you. Tato vakshamite hitam. And therefore, for your benefit, I am speaking words. So when we understand this principle, that Krishna manifests his glory for us and Krishna reveals himself for us, Krishna loves us, and he is speaking words for elevating us. When we understand this, then we become inspired to keep loving Krishna, to keep marching onwards towards him, no matter how many discouragements that we get in our life. And occasionally within the relationship we may have to speak harsh words, and those also need to be spoken as sensitively as possible. But overall, the words that we speak should be words that encourage people, not discourage people. The end result of our speaking should not just be that, oh, I spoke the truth, I spoke the correct thing. No, the end result of our speaking should be that I inspired others to move towards the correct course of action. I inspired them to move closer to the truth. I inspired them to raise their consciousness, to make their heart soar. So, when we speak such words, then that Krishna says, speaking that kind of words, anudvega karam vakyam, words that don't agitate others, but rather that are encouraging for others, that is the austerity of speech. And by this austerity of speech, we can march onwards towards Krishna and help others to march onwards towards Krishna and find happiness in this world as well as the next. Thank you. Hare Krishna.